Hi, everybody. I'm Big Al with Country Music News International and Magazine. With us today is five-time Golden Guitar nominee, Australian country music singer, Jane Denham. Jane has brought us a lot of great music throughout the years, and she is adding to the list with a brand new single that is out. It's called Moonshine. With us, Jane Denham. It's great to have you here on Country Music News International.
Yeah, thanks, Big Al. It's great to chat to you and be part of the show today. Thank you.
I'm going to start this with a phrase that was in your press release. And the phrase is country and spaghetti western rock. And I think that is just a great phrase. So with that, Jane, I just love that phrase. I've actually never heard it before. So I guess that's part of the album and maybe the description that you would like to talk about and tell everybody how this album is country and spaghetti western rock.
I was during lockdown. I was like, what am I going to do? I'm in the middle of recording a new album, actually, but the one we're talking about was Wanted.
Yes.
I want to call it Wanted, and I want it to be like the album. Anyway, we wrote the song the title track, Wanted, and I was like, oh, let's do it like, you know, country music meets an old spaghetti western movie, and it's about this tough chick. And by the end of it, it turned out so well. I said, oh, wouldn't it be fun to do a whole album with that theme in mind? And the songwriters I was writing it with, they said, you got to do it, you got to do it. So I threw out all the things I had planned, and I basically spent lockdown recording a album with my producers in Nashville. And I did my vocals here, and they did the band tracking over in Nashville. So it was kind of crazy that we did this whole album in two different countries. But yeah, I just said to them, let's do a whole album that's an old spaghetti western movie meets country rock. And it was such a crazy experience because we made it with sound effects and stuff like that. So it's like an old movie. So if you listen to the record from track one to track 10, you'll get the experience of what I'm talking about. But that's kind of where it came from. And then I ended up getting a costume, and the live show is definitely based around that spaghetti western thing. And now we're just launching with the first single, Moonshine, for the next album, which will be again thematically based, but this time around the moonshine era in America. So it's fun. I'm really enjoying creating something a bit.
Well, I noticed that you're working with a distillery out of the state of Virginia, where I live.
Yes. It's been such an honor. We were talking about the idea of getting a sponsorship for the Moonshine album. Wouldn't it be cool if I got a sponsorship for Moonshine? And so, it was absolutely stoked when they came on create the moonshine flavors. So yeah, I'm going to have my own moonshine, and it's pretty cool. Franklin County Distillery in Virginia, that's actually created the moonshine. So it's going to be out soon.
That's great stuff. If people would like to find you, Jane, where could they go to your website? And I know you're on all social media.
Yeah. So I'm out on all social media and also my website. So it's just Jane, spelled with a Y, Jayne, and Denham, Denham. So come and say hi.
So this single, Moonshine, this is a little bit different than I'm used to hearing. And I think it's fabulous what you did with this. You teamed up with Colt Ford. How did you and Colt end up recording this song?
I had this song for about a year and a half. I was trying to get it. And it was written in Nashville. And as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is like the coolest song. I'd love to sing it. Because it was a demo with a guy singing it to a girl. And I'm like, but how cool would it be if it's a girl singing it about a guy that when she falls in love, it's like drinking moonshine. And so I was really excited that I finally got to record it. And they sent it to my management, Dead Horse Branding, sent it to Colt Ford's team and said, look, you know, we'd love for Colt to feature on this song. And he loved the song. And I think the thing is with Colt Ford and myself, we have very similar fan base, and we both kind of, you know, have a similar style of country music that we do. So it was a huge honor to work with him on this single, and the video is about to come out. And I came over to Nashville and shot it with him in Nashville. So it was a lot of fun, and I think everyone's going to enjoy the craziness of the two of us. It's a bit wild.
This is the title track of the album. It's already been released. Now, let me see if I can get this correct. The single Moonshine has already been released to the public. Am I right on that?
Yes, it's out.
And when do you possibly think the album is going to be released?
We're still working on that at the moment, but we're in the middle of recording it. So it'll be either late this year or early next year. But yeah, we've got some singles we want to release before we drop the record, just to get everyone excited and into the vibe of what the new album's going to be about. Because like I said, the last one was country rock meets spaghetti western, whereas this album is going to be country rock meets the moonshine era. So we're sort of explaining it like the Wanted album was 1883 and the Moonshine album's going to be slightly modern version. So it's going to be the Yellowstone version of the album. So it's I've got a new costume, and the new show is going to be crazy once we get it all up and running. But for now, we're mixing a bit of the Wanted album, a bit of Moonshine album, but can't wait to get the new album out as soon as we can.
Well, certainly the single, I give it a double thumbs up. And
I
really do. And I'm not sure if I can pull anything out of you or not. Maybe I guess we're just all going to have to wait and get that surprise when the album comes out. But certainly hope maybe if you ever get into the States doing some of these shows, I'd love to come to one and see you all moonshining.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, here's hoping. I'll be there at the end of this year for some dates, and then hopefully next year, once the album's out, we'll do a little bit more touring throughout America. And I've been lucky in the past to have done shows throughout the States, so I'm looking forward to getting back. And we were actually just talking off air about Tony Justice, a good friend of ours, and I have to be honest, for those of you who don't know, he writes trucking songs, and he was actually the first person that ever said, "You got to try moonshine." And as an Australian, I'm like, what the heck is moonshine? So, yeah, it's all thanks to Tony Justice. I think he needs to rap on the album if Colt Ford can't make it. If he comes to a live show, that is.
You get that, Tony. You get him talking, and I believe that boy could rap. I'm not kidding you, especially that old Southern style Tennessee.
He can just have some moonshine. I'm sure after that he'll be out of rap.
I'm sure we all will. Listen, it has just been fabulous talking to you, Jane. Remember, everybody, you can go to janedenham.com. You want to keep up on this. A big album that's going to be coming out. A great single. The single is actually the title track of the album. It's called Moonshine. Everybody can go pick it up to all the download media. And that is with the great Colt Ford, rapper. So, Jane Denham, thank you so much for being on Country Music
Thanks,
News International. You're very welcome. Tell a friend and stay up to date on all country and bluegrass music right here on Country Music News International.com. For Country Music News International, I'm Big Al.